This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Consumer affordability is top of the agenda for Democratic lawmakers at the State House this year. Ray Solomon reports.
Democrats unveiled three proposals at the Capitol that aim to reduce costs for customers. One bill would ban so-called surveillance pricing when tech companies use consumers' personal online data to change prices they see on the internet. Another bill would try to make wholesale pricing more fair for small businesses. The third bill aims to make online pricing more transparent, and it would try to end price gouging for so-called captive consumers. Democratic Representative Yara Zokai of Fort Collins is a main sponsor.
Everyone has experienced the $20 beer at a Nuggets game, the $10 water at the airport, or the $80 Tylenol in the emergency room. When people are forced to pay more simply because they're trapped, that isn't a free market, it's exploitation.
House Republicans are vowing to oppose the agenda, calling it government overreach that will ultimately hurt consumers. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Republican State Representative Ron Weinberg will not seek re-election this year. Weinberg said he wants to spend more time with his children, but he will serve out the rest of his term. He represents House District 51, which includes Loveland and the surrounding areas. Over the last year, Weinberg has faced allegations of inappropriate sexual comments and a complaint alleging he violated campaign finance laws, both of which he denies. State officials are investigating the shooting of a bald eagle in North Glen. Park rangers and animal control officers responded to an injured eagle on the icy shoreline at Croak Reservoir on January 12th. They took it to a wildlife rehab facility where X-rays revealed it had been shot in the wing. It's illegal to shoot or injure bald eagles, so Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating, and they're asking the public to share any information. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.